Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is co-founder of Borderland Fridas, Pamela Enriquez-Cortz, to talk to us about a new cultural event to celebrate friendship, art, and community. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you so much for inviting me, Emily.
What are the Borderland Fridas and where did the name come from?
The Borderland Fridas, we are a small group of artists who gather together, and our goal is to share our culture and our artwork with the public and community. The name was inspired by a Phoenix art collective called the Phoenix Fridas, which was started by Kathy Cano Murillo, who is also known as the Crafty Chica, and she has several publications in the arts and crafts. And I saw that the Phoenix Fridas were doing some really wonderful things in the community, a lot of art events, a lot of cultural events, and they were becoming very well received. So when I saw what was going on, I gave Kathy a call and asked her, hey, Kathy, would you mind if we started a sister group of sorts here in the Borderlands? And she absolutely encouraged it and said, yes, go for it. She goes, the more the merrier.
And what are Fridas?
Fridas, we are artists who are inspired by the work and the life of Frida Kahlo, of course. Yes, she was a very strong, passionate woman. And her artwork portrayed her life and was not always pleasant, but always her. And that's where the idea of Fridas came from.
So when did this start again?
We started in 2014, and we started with a plan to come up with our own Day of the Dead event in El Paso. And we came up with the event, and we called it the Mercado de los Muertos. And we held an event last year in El Paso and at the Alamo Ballroom, and it was very well received, very well attended. We featured altars. We had several vendors from all over New Mexico, not just the Borderland area. We had musicians, and it was a very, very lovely event.
This is what you've done in the past. What are you planning to do this year?
This year, we had considered doing another Day of the Dead event, but there are a lot of other Day of the Dead events going on, and we figured there were enough, and we thought, let's come up with something new. So we had a talk, and a lot of subjects came up, but the subject of La Llorona came up because everybody has a La Llorona story, whether or not it was their mother saying, you'd better behave or La Llorona's going to get you, or whether or not people have claimed to actually see her and hear her. And everybody has the story. And we just thought it would be a wonderful idea to have a festival around the culture of folklore.
And so La Llorona, the weeping woman,
yes,
who drowned her children, as most, yes, of the stories go, don't,
yes,
they?
Yes.
But you grew up in Los Angeles, you mentioned.
Yes.
And tell me, what kind of a story did you hear over there?
My story that I had heard, it was very basic. It was a mother who was spurned by her lover, and she, out of anger, she took her children and she drowned them in the river. But she was always looking for her children, and she was willing to take other children in lieu of her children. So, of course, when we were misbehaving, my grandmother or my mother would tell us, you'd better behave or La Llorona's going to come and get you.
So that was sort of helped to straighten up the kids a little bit then.
Oh, huh? Yes, yes.
Now, are you an artist yourself?
Yes, I am an artist. I am self-trained, and I've been painting and drawing all my life. But when my husband and I moved to Las Cruces 10 years ago, time was freed up for me, and I was able to actually go return back to my art, because previously I had always been working, raising my children, taking care of my family. There wasn't much time for art. But when we came here, I picked up my Frida Kahlo book and her biography and started getting more inspired. And I started with decoupage, started decoupaging her images, started at Farmer's Market, and it just grew from there. I was very encouraged by the people here of Las Cruces.
La Llorona event, which you're having this year, is not going to be on the actual Day of the Dead, is it?
No, it's not. It's going to be on Saturday, October 17th. We thought it would be almost like a precursor to the Day of the Dead season.
And that's at the Brannigan Cultural Center.
Yes.
501 North Main Street. How many people do you expect will attend?
We really have no idea, but everybody who has heard about the event is very excited about the event. We did start an event page on Facebook, and there are over 200 people who have committed to coming. So we do expect there'll be at least a couple hundred people coming.
And what is your name on Facebook?
Pamela Enriquez Courts, artist.
Okay.
And so. Yes. And also the Borderland Fridas. And you can find information there or also on our website, which there is a link on the Facebook page. Look for the Borderland Fridas. Our website is theborderlandfridas.wix.com.
So you can find out more information there. Can they also contact you if they'd like to participate?
Absolutely. Yes, we are always looking for volunteers. We do have an email at theborderlandfridas@gmail.com. And we absolutely encourage people to email us or to contact us through our Facebook page. And, of course, you'll see us there at the event.
Are you encouraging people to dress up?
Yes, we are. We do have one very excited Brannigan cultural young employee who is going to dress up as La Llorona, and we are absolutely encouraging anybody who would like to share in her spirit and dress up as La Llorona, or even if you're ready for Day of the Dead and you want to try out your costume, come as a muerto.
So you'll have storytellers?
Yes, we have two storytellers. We have Prisciliana Sandoval. She is a Mesilla native, and she tells a story of La Llorona that is absolutely a blast. And then we have Mr. Jaime Santiago Aragon Gonzalez de Chuco Ike, and he is a wonderful storyteller from El Paso, and he will tell a different story of La Llorona. And Mr. Santiago also has seen La Llorona, and he would love to share that with anybody who would like to hear.
Ghostbusters.
Yes.
So there's also going to be featuring some dancers, Ballet Folklorico del Paso.
Yes, yes, they are going to be coming from El Paso and gracing us with their presence. And I know they will be doing the Dance of La Bruja and some other performances for us. The event officially starts at 10 a.m. and it'll be going on until 2 p.m. The vendors, we will have vendors there who will be selling handmade goods, and they will be there and ready to go by 9 a.m.
What are some of the specialty items that you've seen?
Oh, I've seen some beautiful, there are greeting cards that are done with the tin repujado. We will have some textiles. We have a woman who does some interesting fabric sculptures. Of course, we have paintings and other images. I just encouraged all of our vendors to be very creative and create original handmade items that you wouldn't normally find.
So, of course, definitely an event for kids and adults with a kid at heart.
Absolutely.
Right? For all
yes.
kinds of crafts and coloring. And
yes.
absolutely free to everyone.
Absolutely free, yes. That is very important to the Borderland Fridas, is that we bring free community-oriented events, family-friendly and fun for everyone.
So what is your passion in bringing tradition, folklore, and culture to this community?
There are a lot of rough times going on out in the world, and it's really important to enlighten people about the community and the culture here. Enlightenment brings tolerance, and people understand. I had a woman who was not from this area, and she was rather disturbed that we would be having a festival around a woman, La Llorona, who had killed her children. And I immediately contacted her and said, this is a culture that we grew up with. You know, we're not celebrating the fact that she murdered her children. What we're celebrating is myth and culture and legend. And I explained to her how she was used, how La Llorona was used to keep children in line, to keep them away from waterways and out of danger, you know, much the same way as other cultures might use the boogeyman or monsters or spirits to make children behave. And I told her we're not celebrating what was actually claimed to have been done by La Llorona. What we're celebrating is her story and the folklore of it.
So is this going to be indoors at the Brannigan Cultural Center, or will it be outdoors as well?
It will be indoors and out. We'll have the vendors outdoors. Indoors, we will have the storytelling, and we will also have a room for the workshop. We are going to have a La Llorona folk doll workshop, and also coloring pages for the children, and also a story about La Llorona and who she is that's maybe a little toned down, not quite so terrifying. And maybe give the children a chance to build their own myth and their own legend, come up with their own stories.
You said you had children. How old are they now?
My son, he is 28, and he's living in California. And my daughter is 20. She'll be 24. She's attending NMSU right now. And then I have my one who just turned 14.
And do they have stories that you might have told them about La Llorona or other folklore stories?
They have other folklore stories, yes. I was terrified by La Llorona as a child, so I didn't bring it down on my kids. But they absolutely love stories like that, yes.
The Brannigan Cultural Center, let's see, here. Pamela Endricus Courts. So Garland Courts is your husband.
Yes, he is my husband, and he's also my supporter. And when I come up with ideas, of course, he's the first one I talk to.
And he's the director of the Brannigan Cultural Center?
Yes, he is the director of education.
Well, we look forward to seeing all of the events, well, the different things that are going to be presented at La Llorona Festival. So this is your first annual. Hopefully you'll have it again next year.
Yes, we absolutely would love to have it next year and are hoping to have it next year. Yes.
Well, I appreciate you coming out to talk to us about the Borderland Fridas and the Brannigan Cultural Center and La Llorona Festival.
We encourage people from El Paso to come out to Las Cruces because we do feature a lot of El Paso artists, and we'd like to see that connection between Las Cruces and El Paso.
Co-founder Pamela Enriquez Courts of the Borderland Fridas.
Oh, thank you so much for inviting me, Emily. It was a pleasure.
You're welcome. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.